And a very good morning to you, News Talk 1110 KBND. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. Let's see what's happening in the day's news as we check in with Kim Birchfield. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Employees are still shaking off the effects of the grab-and-run theft of jewelry from Saxon's Fine Jewelers last Friday afternoon. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray spoke with the Saxon's owner about the incident.
Co-owner Ron Henderson says this is not a couple of small-time criminals.
This is actually a professional team that has done other hits in Oregon and Nevada and Arizona. And so I don't know if we should feel honored that they chose little old Saxons in Bend, Oregon, but obviously they're hitting some of the better stores around the country, and we were on the map.
He says this is the first time in 23 years that Saxons has had an incident like this. Henderson says they're reviewing more safety and security measures to prevent this from happening again. Meanwhile, Henderson would like to thank the community for their outpouring of support and asks if you were in the Old Mill District last Friday and saw anything unusual or the white van with a wing window broken, to contact Bend Police. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A bill in the Oregon legislature asks for bonds to match funds to purchase a building for the OSU Cascades graduate program in Bend. That bill was introduced by Jason Conger and other Central Oregon delegates. Conger says the university programs are growing by leaps and bounds, and a building will solve many problems for the campus.
Near-term and long-term monetary benefit of purchasing instead of leasing, it has a positive impact on OSU Cascades budget. Plus, instead of just spending money on leasing space, which is the only other alternative, we can actually purchase an asset for the OSU Cascades and have space to grow to accommodate their rapidly increasing enrollment.
Conger says a contingent of Central Oregon leaders are in Salem today to testify as to the importance of getting that funding. Prineville's nativity scene controversy appears to be solved. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The Prineville City Council Tuesday night rejected a resolution that would have the city oversee the Christmas display. Instead, private citizen Bob Orlando will take on the project. He plans to work with churches, social clubs, and groups like the ACLU to come up with a bigger display this Christmas.
You know, they're satisfied, I guess, and the city is off the hook. And, you know, we get to expand the display and keep it, which was the goal. The goal was to allow the people of the city of Prineville to continue with their Christmas decorations during the season.
As a private citizen, Orlando has rented some parks and rec land near the city hall to set up the display. This way, the city has nothing to do with it and isn't vulnerable to litigation because of the separation of church and state. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A bill to again allow hunting of cougars with dogs in Oregon has died. The Oregon House passed the measure, but the Oregon Senate failed to vote on it. Oregon voters rejected the practice of cougar hunting with dogs in the mid-1990s. This is the farthest a bill has gotten since that ban. Bend parents upset over changed school boundaries showed up at Tuesday night school board meeting to complain. Last month, the board decided to send Pine Ridge Elementary students to Pilot Butte Middle School instead of Cascade Middle School to help ease overcrowding there. Parents like Jay Kohler feel there will be too many low-income children concentrated at Pilot Butte.
One thing that came from all this is that there now is going to be discussion with respect to our SES, which is kids on reduced and free lunches, and the impact that has of concentrating them at one school versus having diversity across the school. So,
Deputy Superintendent John Rexford and Superintendent Ron Wilkinson refute the complaints, and the process wasn't open.
This is a process we've used for over 20 years in the school district in a variety of processes. I didn't really just make it up last week.
There's plenty of opportunity for individuals to have input into the process. The media covered virtually every single meeting and reported on that.
The school board voted 5-2 to uphold the new boundaries. Board members Beth Begley and Nora Juba were opposed. If you'd like to help the tornado victims in Missouri, just show up at Ray's Foods on Saturday. Josh Hart of Bend used to live in Missouri and feels compelled to help the people out there. He's loading up a van of canned goods and other supplies and heading to Joplin on Sunday.
One thing that was said by an individual on the ground in Joplin, Missouri, was that canned goods weren't seen in Joplin and are needed. Other things like tarps was the last text message I got from the ground in Joplin.
Can the Van will be Saturday, May 28th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at Ray's Foods off of Century Drive. And that's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Kim. Coming up on 10 minutes after 6 o'clock in your news today, brought to you by Carfax. Not sure how much to pay for that used car? Get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. No problem getting around town. It looks like pretty much just rain up on the mountain passes. Yeah, well, you know, we were told that we could get that four-letter snow word in the forecast. We'll see.